The Prime Ministership, the government is up for grabs Saturday week. It's been an unbelievably hectic campaign from the outside. Imagine being right in the middle of it, you know?
Yes, and joining us on the line now is the Prime Minister. Happy birthday, Scott Morrison.
Thank you very much, Ed. Thanks, Yuzi. Thanks, Aaron.
Hey, PM.
54 years young.
Has your family been able to celebrate with you at home at the moment, or are you on the trail?
I'm on the trail, but I had a chat to Jen and the girls this morning as they were going to school back in Sydney. I'm in Melbourne today.
Yeah.
But that's pretty normal, I've got to say, for me. As Jen said, it'd be a pretty rare day that we're all together on my birthday. It sort of goes with the territory. So that's how it is. But that's fine. We'll take the time, as we always do, on another occasion when we get together.
Did she put a present in your bag when she packs it, or when you pack it together before you leave? Or what is the present? Have they got a present for you?
I'm sure I'll find out when I eventually catch up with them. But we just enjoy spending the time together when we can. And as I'm sure you know, with kids in your families, you know, birthdays are all about kids. They're not about parents. And we just love celebrating the kids' birthdays. And we always put in quite a bit of effort on that and make that the really special time. So birthdays are about kids in our house.
Yeah. PM, it's one of the busiest jobs in the country, your job. And I know when we've spoken and even when I was looking at potentially going into politics, and it was, you know, my little girl's so young, and it's so hard to do the job that you're doing and to still maintain that presence in the family. How do you juggle all of that? Because I know how much you love your girls, but how do you find that balance? Because you are missing out on so much.
Well, it just wouldn't be possible without Jen. I mean, she's the foundation and bedrock of our family, and she just makes sure that home is always home. You know, we Jenny and I, we didn't meet in politics. That's not where our life is. And same for the girls. Our friends aren't really in politics. So, you know, when I'm at home, it's a very different environment to the one I'm in each and every day, and I really value that with family and friends. But you know,
still a lot of criticism. Can I just say a lot of criticism? Yeah. Do they criticise you about your personal habits? My daughters, they hate the way I eat. What do your daughters hate about you at home?
Well, they always look at me with what I'm wearing, and they just, particularly as they're now becoming teenagers, one of them's teenagers, and go, "Yeah, really? Yeah." That.
And
you know what's worse? Jenny's with them.
Yeah, of course she is.
Yeah, but she's stunning with class and style. So well, she's of course going to be with them.
She is. But the one thing they do like is they've always hated my driving. Oh. And they prefer Jenny to drive. And so do I, frankly. As PM, you're not allowed to drive a car. Mm. They don't let you. So they've found this time a great mercy.
So how is a queen allowed to drive, PM, and you're not?
Look, I don't know, but they're just the rules.
So that's what they're most worried about, mate. They're most worried about you not having a driver anymore.
I think that could be it. Or maybe it's an elaborate setup, and Jenny told the AFP, "Hey, tell him he's not allowed to drive." Yeah.
Hey, Prime Minister, we go to the polls if we haven't already. People obviously can vote via mail, and pre-polling's open at the moment as well. It doesn't seem to matter what happens in this election. People can say Labor's had a horrific week, but it seems two-party preferred seems to widen, and preferred PM seems to come in closer. I know polls aren't always accurate, but are you just thinking what is going on here?
No, I'm just thinking each and every day about the choice that Australians are trying to make at the moment. It's a really important choice. And, you know, the last few years have been incredibly tough for people. And I know they want things to be better. And the last 3 years, you know, we've had to deal with some massive challenges. But the years ahead of us, I believe, are going to be very different. And each and every day I've stood up and I've talked about the new policies and the new things that we want to do, how we're going to continue to strengthen the economy, tackle the problems in aged care, deal with the issues in supporting people with disabilities. Mental health yesterday, we made a very significant announcement down there in Launceston, where we're helping with the head to health centres, which is, I mean, many of your listeners will know about Headspace. I mean, we're putting 164 headspaces in around the country, and we've started the new one, which we trialled for a year, which is effectively headspace for adults. It's called Head to Health, and we've just had one running down there in Launceston, and we're increasing the number of those. Mental health is such a high priority for me, and it also works into the issues that, you know, Aaron, you and I have been working on social media, particularly for young people, and the impact that has on their mental health. I mean, while we've been fighting on the pandemic and dealing with all the massive challenges we've had around the world and security issues and Chinese government and all of this, one of the things I've just kept working hard on each day is I've just wanted to increase the support we give to people who struggle with mental health, and particularly young people. Early youth psychosis is an area we've increased funding, and we've actually doubled the funding for mental health from $3 billion to $6 billion a year. And I just want to keep going with that. These are the things that, you know, when we get past the pandemic, this is the stuff that we've got to keep working on to make Australia stronger.
Yeah, there was an article in the paper yesterday saying Australia is the second worst in the world when it comes to online bullying and kids, which is why the laws and the promises and pledges are so important. It's such a big area. Why will this country be better under you if people tick one Liberal next Saturday?
Well, the first reason is because we'll be able to keep our strong economy. And because if you don't have a strong economy, you can't fix aged care and improve what's going on there. You can't support the services that Australians rely on, hospitals and schools. You can't do the right things on mental health. You can't ensure that people can have security about their jobs and their incomes, the small businesses they run. People have worked so hard these last 3 years, and the next 3-5 years, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity. We're going to create 1.3 million more jobs. We're going to create another 400,000 small businesses. But for that to happen, you've got to have people who know how to run an economy. You can't be loose about this sort of stuff. You've got to know what you're
can't
doing.
Can't be a loose unit, as someone said.
No, you can't be a loose unit.
PM said.
I know that. We're 8 days away from finding out. You're a big underdog last time. Can you do it again, ScoMo? Just quickly, can you do it again?
Of course, and it's important that we do, because we've come through so much together, and, you know, there's things we've got to change going forward, and we know that, but, you know, the strength that's got us through, we'll keep ensuring we have a much stronger future.